Never even knowing just how blind I've been. The next line is, now I'm here and suddenly I see it's all so clear. This song just affected me. When I heard these lyrics, I thought, isn't this how students feel once they conquer test anxiety? Wait, is that possible? Well, I'm Jane Hertz, and today's podcast is a series of podcasts on how to manage test anxiety. Today's podcast is particularly a case study about a student who's having difficulty in class managing stress when she tests. Elizabeth, our case study, is an active, sharp student who participates in class. She does well in homework, and she's always eager to learn. But her test grades are dismal. She's failed all of her end-of-year courses, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. What's going on? Well, talking to Elizabeth's teachers, they said she knows the material. They use her to teach the other students when they don't understand what's going on. We need to look at Elizabeth's symptoms. Usually, before the test, she's very confident. But when she sits down at the desk, she gets sweaty hands, she has an acute sense of dread, she can hear everything, the classroom clock ticking, the pencil scratching, feet shuffling. She hears every word the teacher says when she's giving directions. All of this stress and anxiety is causing her short-term memory to just be overwhelmed. It takes about 15 minutes for Elizabeth to self-calm. That loss of 15 minutes on an exam is evident when it's the time tests are turned in. Elizabeth's case is called state test anxiety. Unlike physical anxiety, state anxiety can be managed with simple strategies. Luckily for Elizabeth, she learned to manage her stress and it improved her confidence. Researchers believe that if a student is taught how to manage stress, they're able to be in control, and this causes them to be more successful in their testing environments. Once they experience this success, they have confidence because they know how to manage their stress. This is important for students who are going on to higher level classes because they're going to be able to retain the information longer, and they're going to be able to use this knowledge as stimulus to overcome the anxiety when they take their final end-of-year course exams. So they can conquer their anxiety? Well, who is it that said knowledge is power? They're right. Test success can be used in the classroom, but it isn't happening. It's okay. We have the research there to back up Elizabeth's success. In future podcasts, we're going to learn about this research. We're going to look closely at success strategies in the classroom, physical strategies you can use with your students, skill and knowledge strategies, and the best ever never used cheat sheet strategies. There is a new study that came out that tells you that you can overcome the brain's anxiety with excitement. This is very important. In 2007, over a third of the U.S. students have experienced test state anxiety. We need to give these students the ability to overcome anxiety. It's free, it's easy to learn, and I'll show you how. See you in the next podcast. This is Jane Hertz, Getting Untangled.